Catholic League, Joe Biden has a seriously strained relationship with the U.S. bishops. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on April 3, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said this week that President Biden has a serious problem with the U.S. bishops, which is not going away. The upcoming celebration of Easter, Christianity's most solemn feast, underscores the president's rocky relationship with many bishops, Dr. Donahue said in an essay Thursday. It's time for President Biden to stop living a lie, Donahue noted, in reference to Biden's continued participation in Catholic sacraments while overtly promoting abortion on demand and other evils. In his essay, Donahue cites no fewer than 9 U.S. bishops who have been highly critical of Biden's situation, several of whom have insisted the president should cease receiving Holy Communion at Mass until he repents of his abortion position. The former head of the Vatican Supreme Court, Cardinal Raymond Burke, said Biden should not receive communion because he is not a Catholic in good standing, Donahue noted. For his part, the president of the U.S. Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Jose Gomez, warned that Biden supports policies that attack some fundamental values we hold dear. The president has pledged to pursue certain policies that would advance moral evils and threaten human life and dignity, most seriously in the areas of abortion, contraception, marriage, and gender, Gomez stated. Of deep concern is the liberty of the Church and the freedom of believers to live according to their consciences. As Breitbart News reported last December, former Philadelphia Archbishop Charles Chaffetz said that Biden's support for gay marriage and abortion rights meant that he should stop defining himself as a devout Catholic and should not receive Holy Communion. Public figures who identify as Catholic give scandal to the faithful when receiving communion by creating the impression that the moral laws of the Church are optional, Chaffetz wrote. And bishops give similar scandal by not speaking up publicly about the issue and danger of sacrilege. Donahue noted that Archbishop Joseph Naumann and Bishop David Malloy issued a joint statement sharply criticizing Biden for promoting abortion overseas. It is grievous that one of President Biden's first official acts actively promotes the destruction of human lives in developing nations, they said, adding that this measure is antithetical to reason, violates human dignity, and is incompatible with Catholic teaching. In February, Naumann declared that Biden should stop defining himself as a devout Catholic because he is 100% pro-choice on abortion. Naumann also called on his fellow bishops to correct him, as the president is acting contrary to the Catholic faith. Shortly afterward, Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas, stated that Biden is not a real Catholic, and Tennessee Bishop Richard Sticca called Biden dishonest for bragging about his Catholic background. A week ago, Donahue added, Springfield Bishop Thomas J. Poprotsky said Biden should not present himself for communion because of his long history of supporting abortion rights. If politicians are living in a way or holding positions that are contrary to church teaching, then the minister of communion has to deny them the sacrament, stated Poprotsky, a canon lawyer. Cardinal Burke followed up by saying that a person who claims to be Catholic and yet promotes in such an open, obdurate, and aggressive way a crime like procured abortion is in the state, at least, of apostasy, the penalty for which is excommunication. As we approach Easter, the bishops, as well as millions of practicing Catholics, are not going to have their concerns about Biden allayed by photos of him clinging to his rosary beads, Donahue concluded. He cannot at once declare himself to be a devout Catholic while at the same time supporting abortion on demand, gay marriage, sex transitioning for minors, and the war on religious liberty, he said. Follow at Williams Rome.